Yeah, 16. I hope you get me. Luke chapter 16. In this chapter, the Lord spoke or gave a story about two men, the rich man and Lazarus.
Right.
I want to see there are several things that we can learn from this story. But I want to bring four things out. In Luke chapter 16, from 19 to 31, that's the story there. Luke 16, from verse 19 to 31. In this, my four points. The first one, we found two different persons.
Right.
Verse 19 and 20. There was a certain rich man, which was clothed in purple and fine linen. Verse 20. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus. So these persons, we found the rich and the poor.
Right.
But what drew my attention to these two people is that one, every one of them had an opportunity to love the Lord.
Amen.
Because God loves both of them.
Right.
The rich and poor, they are loved by God. And they have this opportunity to worship him.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, not both of them worship the Lord.
Right.
So, in the world, in every where people are grouped together, many times we have these two groups of persons. One group who love, worship the Lord, and the other group, they don't worship the Lord. They don't want to worship him. That's what the Bible said to us, as many as receive him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God. God is the creator for all human beings.
Mm-hmm.
Except if a person comes to recognize that the Lord is the creator and he accepts him, he has then the power to become the son of God.
Right.
So that's what Lazarus did.
Mm-hmm.
You see later that not that he was poor, that he was accepted by God. No. God showed his love to him. He responded to that love.
Right. Amen.
That's why he was called. He became the son of God. Each one of us here, if we say that we are the son of God, that means that we have Christ in our life.
Right.
Only Christ that gives us that opportunity or that privilege so that God can call us his sons. The second point that I have found, two different persons, two different characters.
Right.
Did I say the word?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Characters.
Yeah. Okay, characters. Okay, thank you. Two different characters. The saved one, those who call themselves as a saved one, should be different from those who are not saved ones.
Amen.
There should be difference between us. That's what we can see in Lazarus. Though his healthy condition, he was a sick man.
Mm-hmm.
But did not affect him to not worship the Lord faithfully.
Right.
He You are faithful to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
While the rich man continually living as he wanted. So, brothers and sisters, we are living in this world as children of the Lord.
Right.
But we need to show that there's a difference between us.
Amen.
Many times, believers want to compromise. We want to be together with the world, to live as the world lives.
Mm-hmm.
No, we are different.
Amen.
That's what you can see here. We are so different. The third point, and before I come to the fourth point, two different people, two different characters, two different destinations.
Right.
Now, we are seeing this in verse 22, the first part said, "And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom."
Right.
Verse 23, 24, "And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and set Abraham off, and sees Abraham far off, and he cried out." So they have two different destinations.
Mm-hmm.
One, or if the Lord or Allah, if Abraham, and the other one was in hell,
right,
tormented somewhere. Brothers and sisters, the transition to our eternal state takes place the moment we die.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Well, after we die, there will be no second chance for us if we don't have the Lord as our Savior. Anyone can never change his final destination after his death.
Right. Amen.
That choice was made while we are still alive.
Amen.
So this evening, if you are Christ in your life, shout hallelujah.
Amen.
As we are going to be with the Lord.
Amen.
If you don't have Christ,
yep,
please come to the Lord this evening. Give your life to Christ this evening before it's to be too late. It is appointed for men to die once, and then comes the judgment.
Right.
So the Bible is clear. But at the same time, as we see it, we as believers, yes, we shout hallelujah. I know many for us that we are just ready to listen to the testimony here, prayer requests. Many of us are sharing the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we need to do.
Amen.
We need to continue doing that. Because we know that if my friend, my co-workers, they don't know the Lord, they are lost forever.
Mm-hmm. Right.
As we have seen the way, the truth, we have seen the light. Let's share the light with them.
Amen.
Let's say please with them to come to the Lord of the Lord Jesus Christ. So that they won't go to that punishment forever. But the last thing that I want to share, two different person, two different characters, two different destinations, but they have one thing in common. Physical death.
Yes.
Physical death. Unbeliever died. Christian died.
Right. Amen.
Why? Because of sin.
Amen.
Because of sin. Sin affected our body.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord said from the beginning, the day you eat this tree, the fruit of this tree,
yep,
surely you die. found a lot of dies over there. One of them is a physical death. Mm-hmm. That's why, as a believer, we go through all the sufferings of this world. Mm-hmm. Because we are in this world.
Right.
Yes.
Amen.
This world is affected. It comes sometimes that we believers, when we are going through hard times, we ask God, why me, why me, why me? Yes, we not believe you ask. But we must know that sin affected our body.
Right.
Our souls are saved. But one day, we die physically. Yeah. And if Christ comes today, that will be so we will go. That we will go to that physical death. Mm-hmm. But if Christ will come in our lifetime, one day we will die. So, brothers and sisters, let us rejoice. And you have salvation, and that the Lord, through his promises, he will keep us
Amen.
Through this word. That's his promises. So, this is what I want to share with you, so that you must love the Lord more and serve him, no matter what is happening around us in your life. May the Lord bless us.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.